Welcome to This Day in Pottery History, a series of brief observations, meditations, vignettes, and editorials about the back roads and byways of pottery history that helped shape the pottery world as we know it today, here on this very day in pottery history. I'm your host, Stephen Earp. For images and reading lists associated with these narratives, visit StephenEarp.com/podcasts. And now, let's get going. Episode 1, One Brick at a Time. The most arresting image I've heard of relating to pottery occurred about 300 years ago in the dungeon of a pleasure palace just outside Dresden in modern-day Germany. On hand was Augustus the Strong, Elector of Saxony, and Emperor of Poland. During a party upstairs, he and a companion decided to visit a nervous young alchemist, actually Augustus's prisoner, named Johann Böttger. Previously, Augustus had hired another man, Ehrenfried von Tschirnhaus, to unlock the secrets of Chinese porcelain, a trick nobody in Europe had as yet accomplished. Von Tschirnhaus was a true proto-chemist, employing what would later be known as empirical laboratory practices. But his efforts failed until Augustus was visited by, i.e. kidnapped, that hapless traveling alchemist who claimed to have discovered the arcanum, the method of turning base metals to gold. After repeated failures to replicate this feat, and with his patron-slash-captor increasingly impatient, Böttger's life hung in the balance. He was paired with von Tschirnhaus, who considered Böttger to be somewhat of a gifted quack. The combined efforts of these reluctant lab mates yielded not gold, but the first true European porcelain. For Augustus, this would come to mean a very real form of white gold. Anyway, on that fateful day, Augustus took his friend to the dungeon where the workshop and kilns were. He wanted to show off the miraculous process by which all those powders could be turned into this precious commodity. At the very peak of the firing, I mean, we're talking porcelain temperatures here, over 2,400 degrees Fahrenheit. He demanded that the kiln door be removed to see the pots inside. The elector's party friend tried to leave for fear of his life, but Augustus held him back. Böttger ordered his assistants to remove the bricks. Yikes! Thanks for listening, and until next time, remember those words of wisdom scrawled on an 18th century plate somewhere in the mid-Atlantic region of the United States. This dish is made of earth. When it breaks, the potter laughs. Therefore, take care of it.